just something I meant to ask you the other day, and I flipped my mind. It's more of a bigger picture thing. I'm curious on like roughness penalties that your team, that a player on your team might get. If you yourself or your staff might be more tolerant of, you know, an unnecessary roughness penalty if it comes in the spirit of sticking up for a teammate, or if that's more of a non-negotiable to you in saying, look, there's ways to stick up for a teammate, but not if it's going to lead to, you know, a penalty flag that could cost us points. I was sort of curious with just your take on it, and it was the question sparked more from what happened, you know, with Debbie there on the on pushing the guy after that Brady got pushed there.
Yeah, no, I would say more of the latter, the way you described it.
Yeah.
I mean, we got to find a way to do things without getting 15-yard penalties. So that's the bottom line. We can't. Every time, you know, something happens that, you know, we're not okay with, we can't get a 15-yard penalty.
Got it. And I do want to ask you about Chicago, but if it's okay, just one more cleanup thing from the other day. Just the way you guys played that final offensive drive, it seemed like you were playing percentages in terms of, you know, the runs and working the clock down, making them use their final timeout. I didn't know if looking back on that, you liked that, you know, or if there was any, in retrospect, thought of maybe throwing there to try to end the game on offense.
Well, I mean, obviously we didn't want the game to go, didn't want it to end the way that it ended on our last possession. We wanted to, you know, do better and do more than we did. You know, the first down play forced them to use their final timeout, if I'm not mistaken. Then
yep.
The second down play ran it down to the two-minute warning, and we lost yardage on that. That was just a poorly... It was just obviously a bad play. So I'd say, you know, had a play gone differently, we might have considered it, you
Got
know,
it.
Considered our play calls differently. You know, on the third down play, third and like, what, 13 or something like
13,
that.
13, yeah.
You know, the chances of getting the first down, you know, aren't great there. They were out of timeouts, so at that point we felt like the best thing to do on third down was to run the ball and, you know, try to make them, you know, go drive it with no timeouts. So, but first and second down, let's say neither one of those plays turned out the way that we thought or hoped they would turn out. So, you know, that led to a bad third down situation. So we got to do a better job of that. It's just, you know, no excuses. We just got to do a better job of it, and we didn't. And we're fortunate that we, you know, that it came out okay, but it wasn't great.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much you've gotten into Chicago, Bill. I know you're going to get the information today from their game against the Dolphins, and that might change some things. But do you have first impressions as to the next opponent here, the Bears?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. We've, you know, we've seen quite a bit of them. You know, very explosive offensive team. Got a lot of big play players, receivers, tight ends, quarterback, running back, and a lot of guys that can hurt you and hurt you in a hurry. You know, defensively, good front, good pass rushing team, active linebackers and secondary. Play, you know, quite a bit of zone coverage. You know, they don't give up a lot of big plays, and they do a good job defensively of getting you off the field with their front, causing negative plays, batted balls, you know, turnovers off their zone coverages, and, you know, breaking on the quarterback who's under pressure, and, you know, that type of thing. So they've, you know, that's kind of what they do. But a lot of talented players on offense. A lot of guys that can hurt you in a hurry. You know, tough group overall to defend because of the number of skill players and the schemes, the multiple schemes that they use, that Mark uses.
I'll drop the offense. Hi, good afternoon, Coach. How are you?
Good, good.
Good. Coach, you kind of talked about it just a moment ago about their skill players. They're pretty unanimous in their support of Cutler, and just global impressions of him. What makes him as prolific, if you will, as he is?
Well, he's got an excellent arm. He can make really any throw you want him to make. He's accurate on long balls, intermediate routes, comebacks, inside cuts. Good on the catch and run plays underneath the defense. Smart guy. Reads coverage as well. Recognizes blitzes, or if he has a team steps into something late and they have a free rusher, he sees those things. He doesn't get blindsided or miss them very often. So he's got a lot of weapons. He knows how to use them. There are different skill levels there, but certainly, he knows how to use the size of the receivers and tight ends and to put the ball where only they can get it. They can box out the defender, gives the receivers a chance to make plays on the ball. And a lot of times they can just go up and box the defender out, rebound it, and, make a catch, even though they're actually technically covered, but not covered well enough to keep them from catching the ball. So, I think, Cutler does all those things pretty well. He's mobile. He's a hard guy to get in the pocket. He has, quickness and an ability to keep plays alive.
Does the fact that they're playing the Dolphins today and it's in our division, does that play into anything in terms of, how you scout them or, history with them, or does that play into this at all?
I think it's somewhat helpful that, we see them against a team that we know well, like Miami.
Yeah.
Can see how they match up against players that we're very familiar with. Not saying we wouldn't gain anything of watching any of their other games, whether it be...
Right.
So, but it's always good to see him play a team, the Jets, Miami, teams that we know well and know the personnel of our division teams and look at it relative to how they're doing against some of the Chicago guys in those individual matchups. And I think it just gives you a little better, feel for it, but it's not.
Right.
It's not like we don't get anything from watching the other games, but I do think you get a little bit more from seeing teams you know well.
Yep. They have that win against San Francisco, and then they, they seem to regroup with some of their injuries. I didn't know, the Patriots always have a target on their back. I didn't know if you had any feel for that kind of questioning. I don't know.
Again, as we talked about last week and in previous weeks, I really think that in the end, this game's about what happens this week, and we can look at every team in the league and look back and say, oh, they played great this week and they didn't play good this other week, and we can say that about us. We can say that about the Bears. We can say it about every other team in the league, too. So I don't really know what all that means. I think what this game means for us is our preparation, which is going to be hard because we don't know the Bears. They're a good football team. We're not familiar with the coaches and the schemes. We're not familiar with the players. We haven't played the Bears in 4 years, and that was a whole different staff and so forth. So, we have a lot of preparation work to do. So that's, that'll be challenging. And then we have to go out and obviously match up against this team and perform well on Sunday. So that's really what it's all about for me, and I think for our team. I don't think it really matters how we did against some other team, whether it's good or bad, or even how the Bears did against some other team that was good or bad. It's the matchup against us and them that's going to really, decide this, and it's unique. There's no other you know, there's no other same matchup to look at. So it'll be this one, and we just got to do the best we can with the time we have to prepare for them to, you know, have a good game plan, go out there and execute it well, and play well, perform well. So it's a great win against San Francisco, coming from behind on the road and all that, but
right.
Yeah. That was
a month ago.
It's in the past for them, just like
some
hard games are in the past for us.
Bill, I'm curious if you have a player that you've coached in the past that reminds you of Brandon Browner, just from the sense of, you know, he's a different type of cornerback in terms of his size, and maybe working him back, you know, into the mix after he missed the time he did is different than maybe, you know, a smaller corner, you know, who has different physical makeup. So I'm just curious if you have any, from your experience, any background with a player like that that you've fallen back on maybe in getting Brandon back into the mix.
I've coached other players, you know, that are kind of somewhat similar to Brandon, whether it's Coleman in the Jets or Lions, you know, guys like that. But I would say that, you know, that's not really that significant to me. It's for Brandon, you know, he practiced and did everything with the team all through the spring, all through the off-season program, all through the spring, and all through training camp, including through the Giants preseason game. And then he wasn't able to participate on the field with the team for those 4 weeks, but he was able to work out and be in meetings and keep up with the, adjustments and game plan things that we put in from week to week. And now he's had an opportunity to get back on the field and refine those skills at game speed or practice at slash game speed, which are important. So I think, you know, that's really what it's about for him and Tim's too, for that matter, or no different than if a player was coming back off of an injury where, you know, again, he's around the team. He's able to keep up with the mental part of what's going on his area or his side of the ball, but he's not actually able to go out there and participate and get his timing and technique work on the field. That's the part that takes time and reps, you know, to gain confidence and to achieve that high level of execution that, you know, we see in the league now. At this point in the season, I mean, we're, you know, almost at the halfway point. Teams have had a ton of practices, a lot of games, a lot of reps, a lot of meetings, a lot of corrections. And, you know, I'd say overall as a league, you know, teams are doing things pretty well, certainly a lot better than they were at the beginning of September. And so, you know, when you miss that time and everybody else is moving ahead and individually, you know, a particular player isn't, then, you know, he has to make that ground up. I mean, it's doable, but it's still a gap.